Hello out there in NEO Senior Services Nation. If you've enjoyed our podcast before, welcome back. To those of you just discovering NEO Senior Podcast, welcome aboard. This is the second in the podcast series entitled The Joys of Growing Old. And today, right at the beginning of Christmas Eve 2017, I am focusing on the first of my six joys of growing old. Sometime you may want to go back and listen to the earlier podcast in the series entitled The Joys of Growing Old, Intro, Part the First. And I think if you do that, you'll begin to sense that while I call these joys of growing old mine, they're yours too. So relax, take a nice deep breath, let it out gently at your own comfortable pace. Close your eyes if you wish to. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The joy of growing old, number one. We get a better handle on our emotions. There's something to the idea that many people mellow with age. Studies suggest that people in their later decades have an easier time regulating their emotions, particularly anger. And Mark Twain, native Hannibal, Missourian, said about anger, quote, "Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured," unquote. Good old Mr. Twain. While we might all develop our emotional awareness, as we age, those emotions tend to open up a little bit. In research scenarios, older adults reported better capacity for resisting impulsive responses and for maintaining goal-directed behavior. Likewise, older study participants showed a heightened, quote-unquote, clarity of emotions and better regulation strategies than their younger counterparts. And it's a good thing that our emotional maturity includes a deeper and broader sense of what's healthy. Perhaps it's the unwinding of our DNA helixes that switches on the thought track that we don't need to waste time and energy with hot reactions to daily events anymore. Perhaps it is just a facet of this wisdom thing that comes with the passage of personal time if we're lucky enough to give this wisdom any space to prosper. Either way, whatever the reason or reasons, it's indeed a good thing for us to manage our emotions differently in our neo-senior years. Why? Well, because, at least it seems to me, life itself now brings more intense and frequent emotional engagements to us. We neo-seniors are far more prone than younger folks to be living with strong emotional situations. Let's talk about that. How many of you listeners are spending this holiday season in a new place of dwelling? Or with a new career, or no career, or a partial career, or a partial new career, or without a longtime loved one by your side, and or without friends, or with a new physical challenge to deal with, or even if you're not experiencing any of those roller coaster rides, then you're probably dealing with either financial or family-related changes this Christmas time. While when we were younger, we may have envisioned a steady and serene senior time of life, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, we all know the opposite is the actual reality. We neo-seniors must be dynamic, and we must be aware masters of change to thrive and to survive. The tree that can't bend breaks. Neo-seniors' changing mindfulness requires that we be open to new relationships and new interests, while also having the wisdom to recognize and jettison toxic relationships and prior interests that just don't work for us anymore. Now, pickleball and solitary exercises might rule over the weekly semi-competitive tennis matches with old friends. We prefer now our business relationships to be clearer, more direct, and respectful of our time and the time of all around us. We embrace new potential friends more quickly than when we were younger, using a new blend of instinct and networking that we really didn't understand back in the day. And now we challenge ourselves to learn new things. I'm studying Italian. It's a bucket list item for me to stomp around my ancestral roots back in Sicily and Bari, Italy. I'm studying Italian by watching the Inspector Montalbano cop series in original Italian with English subtitles. And I watched the show with a Langenschneitz pocket Italian-English-English Italian dictionary by my side, and I task myself to notebook at least one new word an episode. As they say in Siciliano, uno alla volta, one at a time, una alla volta. Still primitive, but I'm getting it. Learning is good for brain systems. It's good for our self-esteem. It's good for our conversational prowess. And, well, it just makes us more fun to be around. As I like to say, if you were to choose someone to be around 100% of the time, that person better be someone whose company you enjoy. And we all must enjoy being with ourselves all the time, because that's who we have all the time, is ourselves. It'd be a pity if we didn't like ourselves and were stuck with ourselves 100% of the time. Anyway, it is a very joyful thing for me, at least, to recognize this whole Rubik's Cube of my emotional mindfulness, at least to actively strive to do so. I think myself more compassionate, peaceful, direct, perhaps even candid, than ever before, while also seeing myself becoming less tolerant of time sucks, emotional vampires, bureaucratic dry loops, passive-aggressive behavior, and I also find myself becoming more oblivious to condescending comments. People used to say to me, "Hey, Richard, you're a great-looking guy." Now at 67, and I'm still a vain man, they say, "Richard, you're looking great." To me, that juxtaposition of great-looking to looking great implies a sense of surprise in the speaker, like I may not be expected to be looking great anymore. Oh well, beauty runs deeper than what the eye can see. And that's a tough one for me, I must admit. We all have our emotional baggage. I am what I earn. I am what I'm worth. I am how I look to others. Blah and blah and blah. All my baggage is of my own making. I know that. And all my baggage runs counter to my emotional mindfulness. I'm working on that, fellow Neo Seniors. I'm working on it. Ain't we all? As usual, my comments are based upon my life experiences and my acquired knowledge included in those experiences. And you will find that very often my comments are peppered with quotes and ideas of others far brighter than I. As I'm also fond of saying, none of us are smarter than all of us. And while it's ever so true that each of us are on our own pathway of life with our own unique set of lifetime experiences, I don't think we can deny that our similarities actually do far outweigh our differences. The Dalai Lama tells us that if we observe the human condition on Earth, the one universal experience that we will observe is that we all suffer all the time. And the only human response to that universal suffering is universal compassion. And Einstein said something quite similar to his humanistic engineering inventor perspective. He said that the largest variable in a human being's reaction to another human being's experience is proximity to that experience. Think about that in your own life. Think about a car wreck. If you were in one, what your memory is like and what your reaction is. If it's someone you love, what your reaction is. If it's an accident you saw you weren't involved with, then if it's an accident you only read about, or only one you heard about, or one you heard about or read about long after it happened, think about how your reaction to that car wreck drops off as proximity increases. On the positive side, think about the times in your life when you were blessed to be able to make love, and your experience extremely intense. Watching someone else make love, far less intense. Having someone else talk about having made love, even less intense. And so you see that proximity to human experience reactions is probably quite true. Einstein usually got it right. So, my dear fellow Neo Seniors, on this Christmas Eve, while you reflect upon your emotional mindfulness, I hope this little rant of mine helps frame your reflections and brings to you at least one good new insight to throw into that reflective mix. The next podcast in our Joys of Growing Old series will focus on the second of my 6 Joys of Growing Old. We get better at relationships. And if you do find the new good insight into your emotional mindfulness in this podcast, please feel free to subscribe and like us and or make comments either at this podcast site or via email to morewisdom@neoseniorswisdom.com. Thank you for listening, dear Neo Seniors, and in keeping with the season, the best of Christmases and New Year's to you and all under your roofs.